We're following the latest developments in the Greek debt crisis. Late last night, Athens accepted more austerity measures in exchange for debt relief. But whether that plan is accepted by creditors and European leaders will become more clear over the weekend. One country with a lot at stake is Slovenia, which has more exposure to Greek debt than any other country in the Eurozone as a percentage of its GDP. Davorin Krachun teaches economics at Slovenia's University of Maribor. He was the country's foreign minister. He was ambassador to the United States, and he's with us now. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
So, thank you for inviting me.
Well, how exposed is Slovenia to the economic crisis in Greece?
Slovenia is exposed with about 4% of annual GDP. So, it is about 1.2 billion euros. This is about $1.5 billion.
And why? Why is it so exposed to Greece?
Well, Slovenia is a responsible member of the European Union. And when the members of European Unions in 2010 and 2011 were called to help Greece, Slovenia also took its responsibility.
You're saying Slovenia put up money to give to Greece?
Yes, actually, money and guarantees, about 200 million bonds of Greece. Others, about a billion, are guarantees that with which Slovenia guarantees for the Greek debts.
Do you think it was a good idea for Slovenia to join the Eurozone?
Yes, because Slovenia is a small economy. Slovenia has only 2 million population, and Slovenia is also export-oriented economy. About 60% of GDP is export-oriented. So for Slovenia, it is much better to be in Eurozone than to have its own currency system, provided, of course, that the Eurozone works properly.
And do you feel that it's working properly right now?
Well, until Greece arose, it worked properly. But anyhow, Greece represents only 2% of GDP of Eurozone countries. The Eurozone should be strong enough to neutralize the possible negative influence of Greece.
Well, what about the people who look at the Eurozone and say, it's all well and good to have this currency union and to have an economic union, but really the only way for this experiment to work is if there's more of a political union, if there is a president of Europe.
Well, the structure of European Union is far to be final, and it is developing. But I think the next step that European Union must do is to make a closer cooperation on other fields. The fiscal union should be strengthened a little. Then the energy union, the energy policy, and also communications.
And you think that the people of Slovenia would respect a leader coming from outside and saying this is what your fiscal policy needs to be?
Well, it's a political question, but at the end of the day, we all need solid monetary policy, and if we want a solid monetary policy, also fiscal rules must be respected. Slovenia, just now there is a discussion in the parliament about to adopt the golden fiscal rule, that Slovenia will not go into budget deficit anymore. This will be a law adopted by the parliament. I expect it will be today.
That's Davorin Krachun, who teaches economics at the University of Maribor in Slovenia. He's also held several government positions, including ambassador to the United States and foreign minister. Professor Krachun, thank you.
You're welcome.